when you're in the heat, you'll feel that box of lustful fetish thoughts about me open up. But when you move into the cool air, your mind is then more optimized. So imagine if the computer of your brain is able to run your lust programming at one speed outside in the heat. How much better and stronger is that programming going to be in the cool air inside? How much quicker are the nerves and muscles in your body going to spark and gasp and groan for your dripping pussy to take over and control you and make you feel things? And that's what's happening, really. You're thinking with your pussy. The heat invades your brain, your body. You think with the space between your legs. And in the gasping groan that follows, you tremble and fall over into pleasure and feel the need only grow. Heat will do that to you. When heat touches your skin, it invades your brain. First, you feel a minor physiological response, as if the part of your brain responsible for sex hormones were awakened and kicking out its full output. Then the heat between your legs is from the heat of engorged clitoris and puffy labia, from blood flow increasing. Your breathing goes deep because, of course, you'll be a little bit hypnotized if you think about the heat touching you, if you think about what I'm telling you now. But your brain has learned that I have some authority. I have a corner where I can store my lustful thoughts and channel them into you. You hear my voice and you want more. And then imagine the moment you step into the cool air. You might think when you step into the AC from outside, oh, this'll get rid of the heat. This'll make me normal again. But then you realize that while the physical heat is leaving, now your brain is running faster,